Now, how long do you have to wait for an appointment with your doctor? Is it getting too long? Doctors are warning it's going to get worse. This is on top of claims that patients already here have the longest waits in the UK. An opinion poll reported in the Belfast Telegraph found 25% of people in Northern Ireland have to wait a week or more for an appointment. The figure given for the UK overall is 14%. So 14% overall in the UK, 25% here. Dr. Tom Black from the BMA. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And Louise Skelly from the Patient Clan Council. Morning, Louise. Ah, Louise has dropped off. Tom, what's your assessment of the situation here? How critical is this?
Patients in Northern Ireland are seen more often than anywhere else in the UK. So we see our patients 6.5 times a year, about 5.5 in England, Scotland, Wales, 2.8 in the Republic of Ireland. So we see our patients far more often. Also, we see our patients far quicker. So 79% of our patients are seen the same or next day. The figure you're quoting is routine appointments. And, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work out that if patients are seen more often in Northern Ireland and they're seen quicker, then routine will wait longer. Why? Because there's people in front of them in the queue. That's the situation at the moment.
Well, Jim Wells, Deputy Chair of the Assembly Health Committee. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
It's a situation you wonder why we're different in Northern Ireland, why we're worse off in Northern Ireland.
Well, we do also have slightly more patients per GP in Northern Ireland than the rest of the UK. In Northern Ireland, for instance, it's 1,600 patients per GP. In Scotland, it's only 1,210. So we see our GPs more often, we have fewer of them. So therefore, inevitably, there will be some difficulties in getting an appointment. But also have to say, Stephen, some practices with high number of patients seem to have cracked this. My own, for instance, so that there's really no delay whatsoever in seeing your doctor. So I think we need to learn from best practice by some of our GPs who seem to be slightly more efficient. But I do agree that there is an overall problem.
Well, we have the longest waits in the UK.
Yes.
And if we've got fewer doctors, Jim, the next question is why? Why don't we have more doctors? Why don't we have the same or a similar number of patients per doctor head here as they get across the water?
Well, Stephen, the department are very aware of this problem and are dealing with it. But the difficulty with GPs is that it takes at least 7 years between someone entering university to qualifying to be a GP. You can't just produce a GP overnight for very obvious reasons. And over 90% of our GPs come out of Queen's University. So therefore, that's where the bottleneck's occurring. It's very competitive. There's a lot of young people wanting to be doctors. But again, it's difficult to expand the number of GPs who are young students who are studying to be GPs overnight.
No, I get that. I do get that. I do understand that. But you say the department are dealing with it. What are they doing?
Well, there are greater numbers of young people going through training at the moment for general medical practice. I could also say, Stephen, there's another slight technical problem. The majority of students are now women, and that's very welcome. We've got equality in the provision of medicine. But, of course, those women have to take time off to have babies, are full-time carers, perhaps, in some situations, and therefore that makes it more difficult to predict.
And, Tom Black, you think the situation is going to get worse? Hello, Tom. Okay, Tom's gone.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Do you think the situation's going to get worse?
Oh, inevitably the situation's going to get worse. We are working our GPs to the bone. They're getting pressure from hospitals where work has been pushed out from hospitals. Patient demand is going through the roof. The bureaucracy is such that GPs are retiring early.
Okay.
As Jim says, young GPs, most of whom, young doctors, most of whom are female, cannot cope with
okay.
the demands on GPs.
And of course, Jim Wells, if you were health minister, as you were promised, you could have dealt with this. Why haven't you got the job yet?
Well, as Stephen, I've told you this before, that decision's entirely one for the First Minister. It's not my job to speculate or to try and create a position for myself.
What do you mean create a position? You were promised the job. Simon Hamilton was promised the job at a similar time. Sammy has gone. Simon Hamilton's been given the job. You must be sitting back thinking, hold on a minute, why did Peter not give me the health minister job at the same time as Simon got the finance minister?
Yeah, it's one of the most difficult jobs that a first minister, a party leader has with the allocating of positions. He'll always make a friend of one and enemies of others. I leave that to him to make that decision when that's going to happen.
But you were promised it, weren't you?
The minister, the First Minister did in the start of this assembly say that both myself and Simon would move up. But if you actually look carefully what he said, he talked about the halfway stage in the assembly term, and that actually doesn't happen until December, January. So I will wait. I'll let him make the decision. I totally support the work of Edwin Pooch. I think he's doing an excellent job as Health Minister.
Well, of course you would say that, but you must be champing at the bit to get the gig, and you must wonder why he didn't give it to you at the same time as the change in the Finance Ministry job.
I'm not going to speculate about that, Stephen.
Are you confident you'll get it in December, January?
I leave that entirely in the hands of the First Minister. That's the difficult task he has to do, to allocate positions. I will give Edwin Pooch my full support and also work diligently within the Health.
Do you want it, Jim?
Vice Chair, I'll take on any role that the First Minister thinks would be useful for the party. Stephen, you're not going to lure me into this trap. You've raised this issue with me before. It's entirely his decision, as it always will, is and should be. And I'll leave it to his judgment as to when it's appropriate, if required, that I move to a different role. I'm working away and on the Health Committee.
You sound very loyal, Mr. Wells. So loyal it might just get you a job.
Well, Stephen, look, you're not gonna win on this one. Many BBC commentators have asked me the same question, and I give the same answer. That's not my decision.
It's always nice to talk to you, sir. Thank you, and thank you, Tom.